Okay, let's turn down the violins there and get back to things. Folks, I'm sorry. As a physician, not a provider, I get so frustrated that there are so many things we could do for your health as physicians that have been suppressed. So many safe things we could do for your health as physicians that have been suppressed and outlawed. And I do get frustrated and angry about that, so I'll try to hold off on any more of that, except to tell you that if you'd like to read a summary of all of this, there's a book by Jack Phillips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S, Jack Phillips. That's the name, author. The title is Suppressed Medical Science. Now, this is a book that's all in English, not in Scientese. Suppressed Medical Science. And the subtitles are The Key to Lower Cost and Higher Quality Medical Care, which is exactly what freedom would bring us. Jack Phillips, Suppressed Medical Science. And here's a little bit about Dr. Koch. In July 1919, he reported his success with new treatment in the Detroit Medical Journal. Shortly after his publication appeared, Dr. Henry Karstens, representing the editor of AMA Journal, pressured him to turn over to AMA the results of his research to the American Medical Association. Dr. Karstens refused to consider an arrangement where indigent patients, poor patients, would receive free treatment if Dr. Koch turned over his results, and Koch refused the AMA's offer. He had been praised by the AMA in 1913, but when he refused to turn over his, what shall I say, recipes for his natural chemicals, my goodness, he was denounced as a quack by the editor of the AMA Journal. After that, his papers were no longer accepted for publication in the United States. This man had cured cancer. He wouldn't turn his information over to the AMA. And that's what happened to him. That wasn't that federal agency. It was the AMA. Lots of sad information like this. I wish we could use it at Tahoma Clinic. We'd love to be able to cure cancer there by safe, natural means. But lots of information about what we can't do for you to be found in a book called Suppressed Medical Science by Jack Phillips. Go online, you'll find the book.